Imagine for a moment what it must have been like to be that deaf man that we heard about in today's gospel reading. Here he is in the midst of this large crowd of people, and he can't hear anything that's going on, and he can't communicate because we're told that he has a speech impediment. And there he is, he's brought before Jesus. He's a broken man, broken because he can't hear or speak, but also broken because of original sin, because he's a human being. And he comes before Jesus, and he stands face to face with God, face to face with the Word through whom everything came into existence. And Jesus reaches out and touches him, and he completes the broken circuit. He restores his hearing and his speech. It must have been an extraordinary moment for that man. And that extraordinary moment for him has something to say to us, because the deaf man stands for all of us. Symbolically, we too stand before God like the deaf man, broken, in need of healing, in need of healing from our own sin and also original sin, in need of healing of our brokenness, to receive the power of God, that which we call grace. Notice for a moment a few particulars of the gospel reading that help us to understand a little more fully how we fit into this story. St. Mark is very specific in saying that Jesus takes the deaf man away from the crowd. How do we get away from the crowd in our lives? This is becoming increasingly more difficult in the 21st century. The crowd stands for all of the noise of the world, everything that blocks us from hearing the Word of God in our lives. Recently, I've come to the realization that I spend entirely too much time staring at this device. That if I have 15 minutes or a half hour free, more often than not, I would find myself sitting down and just scrolling mindlessly through the things on the phone. So I've decided that instead of doing that, I would take that 15 minutes or a half hour and open up a book and read. I've used that time to read the Bible more. And it's amazing how when you add up those few free moments over the course of a week, how much more you can get done and how much more stimulating time can be. That's a way to get away from the crowd, the noise of the world. I know that for some of us, it may not be possible to get away from the crowd. Perhaps we have our own little crowd living in our house, and it's hard to get away from that crowd. But we have to make what I would call holy moments. Or we have to make our moments holy. The things that we do every day can be turned into holy moments. Loading the dishwasher, putting clothes in the dryer, whatever tasks we have to do around the house, to take them and use them as opportunities to speak to God, to transform those moments, however brief they might be, as a time to get away from the crowd and to spend that moment, dedicate that moment to God. Also in today's gospel, the deaf man teaches us that we always have to trust in the providence of God. Imagine being the deaf man. He comes before Jesus, no longer able to live by his own power. He can hardly interact with the world. We too have to come before Jesus in this spirit of humility, in this spirit of humble openness. Sometimes we come to the point in our lives when we realize we can no longer live by our own power. And we have to submit ourselves to the power of Jesus, to being open to the power of God in our lives. As I've mentioned frequently over the summer and last Sunday, at the end of this month, we're beginning a new session of Alpha. And one of the most moving parts of Alpha are the personal testimonies of those whose lives have been transformed by their faith in Jesus. In the videos, they're often full of these testimonies, and they are so moving. They move me every time I hear them, of how God takes people who are broken in whatever way and can heal and transform them when they are open to receiving them. So perhaps in our own lives, there's something that we have to give up to Jesus. Or perhaps we know someone in our lives who could do this same, who needs that in their lives. Perhaps Alpha might be an opportunity for you or for them or for both together to open yourself up and to put those things before Jesus. And finally, today's gospel reminds us that the divine continues to break into our world. Notice the physicality of the healing, how Jesus touches the man's ear and he touches and spits on his tongue. As human beings, we are body and soul. God has made us that way. And so God uses the physical world to communicate his life to us. That's what the sacraments are. The sacraments are physical, material things that God uses to communicate grace to us. God wants to break into our world. The physical is not an obstacle to God, but a conduit of his life. So what we do here in church is more than just a ritual. It's so much more than that. It's God breaking into our world, using the things that we are familiar with, word, song, bread, wine, to communicate his life to us. Jesus reaches out today and touches the deaf man. He completes the circuit that needs healing. He's encouraging us to find ways to get away from the crowd, to trust in the providence of God, and to see how God breaks through in our world. All of the miracles of Jesus, all the miracles that he performed throughout his life, point towards the ultimate miracle. They point towards the cross. That moment when Jesus reached out his hands between heaven and earth, when they were stretched and affixed to the cross, to complete ultimately the circuit between us and God, to restore our humanity. His cross is the channel through which God's grace flows into our world, into the sacraments, into each of us. May the grace we receive today from Christ dying contained in the sacrament of the Eucharist help us to find holy moments each and every day, to learn to stand before God without any pretense, to simply lay down our burdens before him, and to see the divine always at work in our lives and in our world.